Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. If you will take notes, if you will listen, if you will apply what you hear, you will stretch yourself to a new horizon that you haven't believed before. But you're going to start to believe and you're going to start seeing what is possible. And I want to start off by saying this, that with God, all things are possible. They really are. You know, you might have battled with anger issues for the last 25 years or your whole life. You might have battled with addictions and all kinds of different things in your life and relationships. So many different areas you could be battling in. And God has revealed to me where this comes from. You know, the Apostle Paul, he said in Romans, I believe, 7, he said, you know, the things that I want to do, I don't do. And things I don't want to do that I do do. Oh, woe am I, this wretched man. Now, thank God, as my wife said, we are a three-part being. Created in God's image and likeness, with a soul, and in an earth suit, as she put it, in a body. And so that's who we are. And we've got to kind of get and see how this all works together. It's like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The three of them make one. There's three of them, different functions, but all God. The three parts of us, spirit, soul, and body, different functions, but make you. We are all different as far as how we live our lives because we're different people. But we can all live victorious lives. We should be living. You know, I've been healed, as my wife says, 29 years now. Haven't had a doctor in 40 years. But that's not because of my greatness. It's because of the Word of God, what He revealed to me and what I stood on. I apply what the Word of God says in my life. I actually, you know, I got to that point in my life where I said, I'm so tired of being sick. Really, I just got so tired of everything that was going. I was in the queue. Or in the line, as they say in America. And I was normally up front in the line. And I was proud of the fact that I was the first one. I'll be the first to get it when it comes around. And we spoke out of our lives and out of our spirit. Well, not even our spirit, man. You're going to find out what we're talking about today. And so today I'm talking about as he thinks in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And today, part one, there's going to be 5 parts to this series. And you need to stay hooked up. You need to listen. You need to take notes. You need to study it out further. And you need to apply it to your life. And you can change. You know, we had a saying in South Africa, you can change as you are. Or no, you can stay as you are for the rest of your life, or you can change to mainstay. Mainstay was a drink. Yeah, I think it was a vodka or cane. But you can stay as you are for the rest of your life, or you can change to mainstay. I mean, let's go get drunk and party and you'll be different, sure. But you can stay as you are for the rest of your life, or you can change to what God say. Amen. Really? This is the truth. That's why all things are possible. And they have discovered this. Neuroscientists are saying it is possible. God told us that. And so what I'm going to bring to us today is where your true beliefs hide. Where your true beliefs hide, part one. Now, I like Joe Louis, he coined the phrase, you can run, but you can't hide. Remember Joe Louis, the boxer? He said, you can run, but you can't hide. You're in this ring with me, I'm going to get you. And listen, the true beliefs are hiding inside of you. And we understand that, let's go to, we'll go there in a minute. But the good news, I want to give you some good news. Where I locate my beliefs, I'm going to locate why my actions are what they are. My beliefs produce my actions. If you're not happy, you're going to change some stuff in your life and your beliefs. The good news is we are not hotwired to be a certain way for the rest of our lives. You're not hotwired that you can't change it. And you're not doomed by your genes. This is the good news. Everything, absolutely everything about yourself can change today. Well, this can be the start of the change of your life. And I've got to give some credits because it's not all from my brilliant brain, although it is brilliant. Each of you have a brilliant brain. It's far more supreme than the strongest computers ever produced on the planet, our brain. So we've got to start to see the power that we possess in what God's given us. And we have got creative power, the same as God has, created in His image and likeness. We have procreation power. That's why you can have children. That's why you can speak and call things and you can visualize like God did. And I've got to give some credits to a guy by the name of Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's a neuroscientist. Dr. Bob Proctor, he is a law of attraction name. Brian Klemmer, an author and seminar speaker, and many other authors and scientists. I've been studying now for quite a few, probably going on the last couple of years, but very seriously the last 9-10 months. And so these people, you see, God will take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and He'll take the weak things of the world to confound the things that are strong. So God, listen, every human being, saved and unsaved, are created in the image of God. Amen. Every human being. Every single person on this planet, no matter their color, no matter where they were born, no matter if they claim to be a Muslim or not, every single person is born and created in the image and likeness of God. Now, most of them that are unsaved, their spirit is dead. They're dead man walking. You need to know that. But you can get saved. Anyone can become saved and born again and change everything about your life. Amen. And so I thank all these people, but mostly I give thanks to my Lord and Savior who reveals all truth. You see, just because a person is unsaved doesn't mean I can't learn something from him. If that's the way I think, that's stupid gone to seed. Really? Because he's not saved, I'm not going to learn something. No. Where did he get his brain from? Where did he get his mind from? Where did he get the gift to mine that information out of the earth? It all comes from one source and one source only. My wife said that we all, everything you see, you're sitting on, you're standing in, was created from the unseen realm. My brain was created fearfully and wonderfully in the darkest, deepest place before the foundation of the earth. So everything comes from God. So if a person's smart, just because he's unsaved doesn't mean you shouldn't learn from him. Just don't do what he does. Try to get him saved, but you can learn from unsaved people. Amen. Amen. And if you think you can't, you already have a problem because you're blocking off so much stuff out of your life. Come on. Amen. And so I want you to invite people to service. I want you to invite them online, every social media platform, like and share us and just get involved with us. Now, a big statement. Memory and the ability to learn is a gift of God. Memory and the ability to learn is a gift of God, the source of all knowledge. The source of all knowledge comes from God. And the memory you have and the ability to learn comes from God, who is the source of all knowledge. And I want you to write this down because we're starting now and I want you to get all the stuff that God's going to give us. Thoughts are creative seeds. Write that down. Thoughts are creative seeds. And nothing starts without a thought. Nothing. Now it can be a good thought, it can be a bad thought. It can be a thought of life, it can be a thought of death. And while I'm mentioning that, please go and vote. Christians, vote. Vote for life. Now, my goal today is to open the eyes, all of your eyes, as to what it is that drives you to do what you do and don't do what you want to do. My goal is so that our eyes would be open, our spirit mind would be open, so we can see this is why, that's why. And then when you see it, we can change it. Ultimately, we want our behaviors to match our good intentions. You know, intentions, good intentions are not enough. I had good intentions. The person had good intentions. I want my behaviors to match my good intentions. How would you like that? My intentions are great, but my behaviors don't seem to follow my intentions. And that doesn't line up. That means your thought process is not the same as your actual process of living. So Proverbs 4, verse 23. Now look at what this says. Now this is life-changing today. I'm telling you, this is life-changing if you can get a hold of this stuff. Out of the New Living Translation, guard your heart above all else, for it, what is it? Your heart, correct? For it determines the course of your life. He says, God tells you to guard your heart above everything else. That's a pretty big word from God. Above everything else. Guard your heart, for it, out of your heart, he says, it determines the course of your very life. And so straight away, start thinking this. Straight away think, I keep getting sick. Could it be something?
That's wrong in my heart. Whatever the heart is.
You know, our brain is so complex. And next week, we're going to start looking at the brain from these neuroscientists and all these people and neurosurgeons. We're going to start looking at that. And the brain
is compartmentalized into
three parts to the brain. You've got the frontal lobe, you've got the back lobe, you've got all different parts to your brain. But ostensibly, it's three parts that make up your brain. And these neuroscientists have discovered and can see, of course, of the modern technology today, what actually takes place in your brain. They can actually tell you where your thoughts are. They can tell you where your memory sits. Because they've learned how to attach certain loads to it. And when they speak and you do something, it lights up in different areas of the brain. And they've tested this. So this is good stuff. This is not, you know, pie in the sky. This is proven stuff. Now, God's word says, guard your heart more than anything else, because the source of your life flows from it. Amen. So this tells me something straight away. It's telling me that my life comes, the way I'm living, from my heart. My heart is determining if I'm sick. My heart is determining if I'm wealthy. My heart is determining my relationships. It's all in the heart. That's what God's saying. Is that not so? Out of your life, out of your heart, comes your life. All right, now, let's look at Proverbs 23. We all know this one, Proverbs 23:7. And look what he says here. As he or she thinks in their heart, so is he in behavior, one who manipulates. So is he in behavior. The way you act, the way you perform, the way you think, the way you see yourself is all located in this place called the heart. The heart. And my function today and my hope today is that I can prove unequivocally what your heart is. So we can get past that and then go into the aspect of, okay, how do we do some things? And I liken it to a computer where we've got a hard drive. And if that hard drive is corrupted, guess what? You understand? So we're going to start looking at that kind of stuff. And then you might have to do a reboot and a download and change the software programs in order for that thing to be better. Because what you put into a computer is what you're going to get out of the computer.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be disappointed.